want you to know, my friends, that I have done some truly awesome things to get that last little bit of toothpaste out of the tube.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
One of the funniest people I know is Martha Bolton. For many years, she wrote jokes for Phyllis Diller and Bob Hope. Phyllis was known for classics like, "I'm at an age where my back goes out more than I do," and "Cleaning your house while your kids are still growing is like shoveling the walk before it stops snowing." And you know you're old when someone compliments you on your alligator shoes and you're barefoot. And of course, you've heard Bob Hope's witty one-liners. You know you're getting old when the candles cost more than the cake. And when I was born, the doctor said to my mother, "Congratulations, you have an 8-pound ham." Well, Martha Bolton was one who helped these two ham it up. We've written a book together, and when we get talking on the phone, we laugh until stuff hurts. Did I ever laugh when Martha told me about the time she was filling her car at a gas station when her son drove by? He pulled in, and they started talking. When her tank was full, she said goodbye and drove away. She didn't get far before hearing a loud noise behind her. Looking out her side mirror, she noticed something long and skinny hanging from the side of the car. It wasn't me, and it wasn't her son, but you've likely guessed what it was. Martha told me unless an anaconda had somehow slithered up my car and was taking a drink out of my tank, there was only one explanation. She'd forgotten to remove the gas hose and was dragging it along beside her. I have a picture taken from behind an SUV on a snow-covered freeway. Someone is driving with the gas tank nozzle and hose thingy out the side of the SUV. I sometimes show it to people and say, "This is my wife driving in the winter." The cost for taking the gas hose with you is up to $1,000, so be careful. Thankfully, Martha's son knew the gas station owners, and they were quick to forgive her for hanging on to something a little longer than she was supposed to. I've done the same, haven't you? I've hung on to resentment and bitterness, and I'm not proud of it. When I do, it causes the joy to drain from my tank. Bitterness feels good for a few days, but when we drive off with things we should leave behind, we pay a steep price. A psychologist once told me this. He said, "A leading cause of depression is bitterness. Bitterness affects our physical health too. It imprisons us." Hebrews 12 says, "See to it that no one misses the grace of God, and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many." I battle this, and I am most bitter when I miss the grace of God, when I forget how much I've been forgiven, and refuse to let go of the wrong done against me. I must remember that I follow a man who forgave those who crucified him. I must forgive too. Joy returns as we leave the hose at the gas station, as we stop focusing on what has been done to us, and give thanks moment by moment for what God has done for us. Inspirational speaker Andrew Andrews tells a story I love. He worked with Bob Hope. On a TV program, Andy made reference to Bob Hope's age and how sharp he was for a man of his advanced years. He later heard that Bob Hope was upset at his words. So he called and he asked, "Are you upset?" "Yes," replied Bob. Andrews said, "I don't know what to do other than to ask you to forgive me." And Bob Hope readily forgave him. There is freedom in forgiving and in asking for forgiveness. Phyllis Diller once said, "Never go to bed mad. Stay up and fight." Is there something you should let go of today? Forgiveness brings our joy back, our smile too. And a smile is something Phyllis Diller defined as a curve that sets everything straight. A little boy wrote, "Dear Santa, 3 boys live at my house. Jeffrey is 2, David 4, and Norman 7. Jeffrey and David are good some of the time, and Norman is good all of the time. I am Norman." Well, how good to know whatever kind of year we've had, God is still with us. That's the promise of Christmas that brings joy and hope. From the Calloway house to yours, a very blessed Christmas. Emmanuel, God is with us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.